إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Ni'at al-Su'alim wa Jawabuhu fi Aqidati Tawheed. The author حفظه الله تعالى قيل ما المقصود بولاة الأمور. What is intended by the phrase ولاة الأمور. He says هم حكام المسلمين. ولاة الأمور are the حكام المسلمين, the Muslim rulers. Wulat is the plural of the word walid. Al-umur is the plural of the word amr. So wulat al-umur means those in authority. Those in authority. These are the wulat al-umur. They are also referred to as hukam al-muslimin, the rulers of the Muslims. ما واجب المسلمين تجاه ولاة أمرهم. What is the obligation of the Muslims towards their rulers, towards their leaders? The Sheikh says السمع والطاعة في غير معصية الله. The obligation of the Muslims towards their rulers is to listen to them, wata'a, and also to obey them, fi ghayri ma'asiyati Allah, as long as they've not asked them to do what is an act of disobedience, as long as they've not commanded them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nasihatuhum, and also to advise them. وَالدُعَاهُ لَهُمْ, and also to supplicate for them, to remember them in their prayer. وَتَرْكُ الْقَبْشِ فِيهِمْ عَلَى الْمَنَابِرِ, and to avoid disparaging them on the manabir, on the minbar, on the pulpit. وَفِي الْمَجَالِسِ, and in gatherings. لما يحدث ذلك من فتن, because of the chaos, because of the tribulations that that can cause. So this is what is expected of the populace, the citizens, towards their rulers, towards their leaders. As Muslims, we should listen to our leaders as long as they have not commanded us to do what is against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, we are expected to be to obey our leaders as long as they've not asked us to do what is against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the author says, "As-sam'u wa ta'atu fi ghayri ma'asiyati Allah." We listen to them and we obey them fi ghayri ma'asiyati Allah, in that is not an act of disobedience to Allah. It is compulsory to listen to the authorities. It is compulsory to obey the authorities. All of us cannot be rulers. We cannot be in authority. Some of us will be rulers and some of us will be the citizens. So what is expected of the citizens is to obey the ruler, so that they will be able to govern the affairs of the people, to govern the people and to coordinate the affairs of the people. So we have to submit to some people so that our affairs will be managed well. So we should not see ourselves as opposition to the rulers. Islam wants us to submit to our rulers, to listen to them, to obey them. Only if they ask us or command us to do what is haram, what is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't listen to them. Then we don't obey them. Then we also advise them. Some of us may have the opportunity to meet some of the people in authority. When we have this opportunity, we should not just go there for our selfish interests. When we have the opportunity to meet them, we remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We admonish them and we tell them the truth. We tell them the truth. This is called what? An-nasiha. We should be plain to them. We should not hide the truth from them. We should tell them the truth whenever we have the opportunity to do that. It is not everybody that has the opportunity to speak to the ruler. It is not everybody that has the opportunity to advise the ruler. So if you happen to be among those that the ruler have brought close to them, then you tell them the truth. You don't hide the truth from them. You let them know the truth. This is called what? An-nasiha. وَالدُعَاهُ لَهُ. Likewise, we supplicate for them. Because being a leader or a ruler or an authority is not something that is easy. It's a big part that whoever occupies that position needs our prayer, not our attack. The person needs our prayer for him to succeed. So, and that's why it is very, very important whenever we have rulers, we pray for them, we supplicate for them, so that our fears will be well and good. وَتَرْكُ الْقَضْحِ فِيهِمْ عَلَى الْمَنَابِرِ. So we avoid disparaging them on the pulpit. As the imam, for instance, who is delivering khutbah, he doesn't take the pulpit as a way or a tool of attacking the rulers. If he wants to advise them, he should look for a way of advising them, not using the pulpit as the tool to attack them or to speak ill of them. So we should avoid using the pulpit to attack the rulers. As the Sheikh has said here, that we avoid that. Why? Because when we attack them on the pulpit, because we are imams, because we are speakers, when we attack them on the pulpit, this brings about turmoil in the society, it brings about chaos in society, and this jeers the populace against them. You see people carrying placards, people engaging in demonstrations and protests based on what they've heard from some of the imams on the minbar or in their gatherings. So Islam frowns at you attacking the rulers in your gatherings, attacking the rulers on the pulpit. If you have advice to give to the rulers, if you have the opportunity to meet them, you advise them one-on-one. This is what Islam preaches. Not for us to use the pulpit, the gatherings, as a tool of advising them or attacking them. This, however, does not mean that when the people in authority are doing things that are un-Islamic, that are not in line with the teachings of Islam, that we shouldn't speak against things that are un-Islamic. We speak against things that are un-Islamic, like theft, for instance, zina, adultery, fornication, the consumption of intoxicants, the taking of bribe, the taking of usury, which we call interest, things like that. We speak against them, but we don't attach these to the authorities. We don't attribute these to the authorities. We condemn these vices separately, not saying a particular ruler is doing so and so, a particular leader is doing so and so, so as not to jeer the youth, so as not to jeer the masses against them. Because when we do this, this will lead to protest, this will lead to so and so, and it will not mean well for the society. And that is why Islam really addresses this matter very well. So the Sheikh said, "Ma dalilu ala dhalik?" All these that you have said, what are their evidences? Are they ordinary claims? Are they ordinary opinions of the scholar? Or they are things that are backed with evidences from the Sunnah? The Sheikh says, "Qawluhu ta'ala," Allah says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa uli al-amri minkum." O you believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those who are in authority amongst you. And those who are in authority amongst you. So you obey Allah, you obey the messenger of Allah, and those who are in authority amongst you, your rulers, the leaders, you obey them. Scholars say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ati'u ulil amri minkum." He did not repeat the word "wa ati'u ulil amri." He didn't say "wa ati'u ulil amri." He only said "ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum," because obeying the people in authority, obeying our rulers, our leaders, is not something that is separate, that is independent. It's something that is ascribed to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to His messenger. Meaning, if the rulers or the authorities, if they command us to do what is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what is against the laws of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't obey them. we don't obey them. So obedience to them is not something that is independent. It's something that is dependent on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obeying our authorities is obeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as He's not commanded us to do what is against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith said, watch, alaykum as-sam' wa ta'a, you should obey the authorities. You should listen to them and you should obey them. So this is the first evidence brought by the author. Then he also, وَقَوْلُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ, he brought the statement of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, الدِّينُ النَّسِيحَ, the religion is nasiha. Nasiha is to be sincere. That is sincerity. That is nasiha. قُلْنَا لِمَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ, the companion says, we say, نَسِيحَةُ أُمْ, O Messenger of Allah, قَالَ لِلَّهِ, نَسِيحَةُ اللَّهِ, that is sincerity to Allah, وَلِكِتَابِ, sincerity to His book, وَلِرَسُولِ, to His Messenger, وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, to the rulers of the Muslims, وَعَامَّتِهِ, and their generality, رَوَاءُ Muslim, الْإِمَامُ Muslim reported this. So you have to be sincere to Allah. Don't deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship Allah with sincerity. Don't divert the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an-nasiha lillah. Give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is due. What is due, give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not associate, partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ad-deenu an-nasiha, religion is all sincerity, that you are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are sincere to His Messenger. So you obey the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go away from what He has forbidden, and you do what He has commanded. Whatever information given to you by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you take, you accept. This is what sincerity to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, the rulers, the rulers, the leaders of the Muslims, you obey them. They have the right to make laws that do not go against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the right to make laws that do not go against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to obey. You have to obey. As long as those laws do not go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not go against the laws of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take for instance the traffic law and the likes, we obey. Oh, not so, because those things are not mentioned in the Quran, they are not mentioned in the Ahadith. As long as there is nothing in the Quran that goes against this, there is nothing in the Ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that goes against this. It is part of ta'atu al-Rasul, obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ta'atu wali al-amr, to also obey the one in authority. ولأعمتهم and to the generality of the Muslims. You should be sincere to the generality of Muslims. When you see something that can harm your Muslim brother, you call his attention to it. When you relate with him sincerely. You don't act dubiously. You don't cheat him. You don't deceive him. You should be sincere to him. So, ad-dinu an-nasiha. Religion is sincerity. So, this is the second evidence brought by the author. Then the author goes on to say, كَيْفَ تَكُونُ نَصِيحَةُ وَلَاتِ أُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. How do we act sincerely towards the Muslim rulers? Al-Jawab, تَكُونُ لِسِرِّ. This should be privately. It should be privately. تَكُونُ لِسِرِّ. It should be privately. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, من أراد أن ينصح لذي سلطان, whoever intends to advise the one in authority, من أراد أن ينصح لذي سلطان, whoever intends to advise the one in authority, فَلَا يُبْدِهِ عَلَانِيَةً. He should not make it public. مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَنْصَحَ لِهِ سُلْطَانٍ. Whoever wants to advise the one in authority, فَلَا يُبْدِهِ عَلَانِيَةً. He should not make it publicly. وَلَكِنْ يَأْخُذُ بِيَدِهِ. He should hold him by his hand, وَيَقْلُو بِهِ, and be in seclusion with him. فَإِنْ قَبِلَ مِنْهُ. If he accepts from him, that he is the one in authority, accept the advice from him, he says, Fadaka, that's okay. That's well, if he accepts it from him. Wa illa, otherwise, kana qad adda alladhi alayhi. He has done his own part of it. I said earlier, the one who wants to advise the authority should not attack the authority in public, on the pulpit, in gatherings, because this is not well. This is not good. This is not good. So if you want to advise the authority, it should be between you and him. It should be between you and him. Not everybody will be in this position. What I mean, we have preachers, we have speakers. So some of us, I mean some of the speakers, some of the preachers, they are there to advise the generality of the people. They are there to advise the generality of the people. The people come to masjid on Friday, for instance. We give khutbah, we advise the people. We tell the people what they should do, what they should not do. We ask them to fear Allah. We ask them to go away from what Allah has forbidden. We ask them to abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this we do for the people, for the generality of the people. So a preacher advises the congregation in the masjid. A preacher talks to the people in the masjid. So he has what the right to do this. This is jama'ah. But not every preacher can talk to the ruler, can advise the ruler. Some who have this opportunity, they do this one-on-one. There are some malams that are close to the rulers, that are close to the people in authority. When they go to them, they tell them the truth. They tell them the truth. This is what you are supposed to do. This that you are doing is wrong. This is what Allah has said. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. He tell them the truth. But when they go back to the masses, they advise the masses too. They will not be advising the government on the member, on the pulpit, attacking the government. Because this is not the right methodology. The right methodology is to advise the leaders, the rulers, privately. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, "Man arada an yansaha libi sultanin fala yubdihi ala diya." Whoever intends to advise one in authority should not make it public, should not do this publicly. He said, "Walakin ya'khudhu bi yadihi." He should hold him by his hand, fayakhlu bi, and be in seclusion with him. فَإِنْ قَبِلَ مِنْهُ, if he advises him and he accepts from him, فَذَاكَ, that is good, that is what is intended. وَإِلَّا, if he tells him the truth, he advises him, and he does not take it from him, فَقَدْ أَدَّ الَّذِي عَلِهِ, he has done his own part of it. Because what is composed of us is to advise, is to tell the truth. The implementation of what you have said is not in our hands. So that's why when the populace or the congregation, when they converge on Friday, for instance, or in a gathering, we tell them the truth. But we cannot force them to do what you have said, because that is not in our hands. We are not the authority, we are not the government who can enforce whatever they are saying. So this is talking about advising the generality of the people. So when we meet the ruler too, for those who have the opportunity to meet the ruler, we should not shy away from telling them the truth. We should tell them the truth. This is not okay. This is forbidden. This is transgression. We let them know if you have the opportunity. Not just to have what to collect from heaven from them. So you also have to tell them the truth because you are close to them. But for you not to do this, you only attack them publicly. This is against the teaching of Al-Islam. It's against the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Sheikh says, okay, in addition to what the Sheikh has said, Hafizahullah ta'ala, there are a lot of ahadith in Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, and many books of ahadith telling us on how to relate with our ruler. Firstly, when we say we should be lenient with our ruler in terms of advice, we should go to them and advise them privately. That doesn't mean that we are supporting whatever evil they are doing. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, he said, "Allahumma man waliya min amir ummati shay'an fashaqqa alayhim fashuk alayhi." O Allah, whoever is in charge of the affair of my ummah and is harsh on them, O Allah, be harsh on him. O Allah, be harsh on him. وَمَنْ وَلِيَ مِنْ أَمْرِ أُمَّتِي شَيْئًا فَرَفَقَ بِهِمْ فَرْفُقُ بِهِ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, whoever is in charge of the affair of my ummah and is lenient with them, is kind to them, O Allah, be kind to him. O Allah, be kind to him. If we ponder on this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that occupying the position of power is something that is very, very serious. It is something that is very, very dangerous. Some people, they want to be at the helm of affairs. They want to be rulers. They want to be governors. They want to be presidents. They want to be chairman of local governments. Occupying the position of authority is not something of what? Something of enjoyment. When one goes and what? One amass wealth. One tries to appropriate wealth. No, it's not like that. Because one is going to account for whatever appropriation one does. If one appropriates the wealth of the masses, one is going to account for it. So it's not that the one who steals from the public purse will go scot-free before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to be held accountable on the day of Qiyamah for this. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated, whoever is ash to my ummah, O Allah, be ash to him too. And whoever is kind to them, be kind to him too. So this alone is enough to make one have a kind of restraint in trying to occupy the position of power. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discourages one from vying for political push. It discourages one from vying for political post. So contrary to what a lot of people do today, the vie for political post. Some won't use the name of Islam to vie for political post. No, this is wrong. Because it's an amana, it's a trust. If you vie for it and you cannot discharge it, this is going to be something of you. It is grave and embarrassment for the one who has vied for it. So that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a companion. He said, Ya Abdurrahman ibn Samra, O Abdurrahman the son of Samra, la tas'alil imara, do not request for an imara for leadership. Don't ask people to make you a leader. فَإِنَّكَ يُوتِيتَهَا عَنْ غَيْرِ مَسْأَلَةٍ رُعِنْكَ عَلَيْهَا. If the people decide to make you a leader, not that you buy for it, not that you request for it, وَعِنْكَ عَلَيْهَا, Allah will assist you over that. وَإِنْ وُكِلْتَ عَنْ مَسْأَلَةٍ وُكِلْتَ إِلَيْهَا. But if you buy for it, you are the one that has the people to make you a ruler. If they make you a ruler or you eventually succeed, either by military, whatever, by coup, you end up getting there, Allah is going to forsake you. Allah is going to abandon you with it. And that's why you see a lot of people who try to get to power either by what, asking people to make them rulers and things like that. When they get in, they will not be able to fulfill their promises. They will not be able to what, to carry out the responsibilities, because they've not gotten the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So political power is not something that you vie for. It's not something that you kill people to get to, because it's an amana. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports is the one that is going to succeed in the charging this affair. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in another authentic hadith, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَحْرِسُونَ عَلَى الْإِمَارَةِ. A time will come that you people will be desiring imara. You will be doing hirs, having hirs. You will be eager to get to power. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَسَتَكُونُ نَدَامًا. And it's going to be a thing of regret. So you see a lot of people who are vying for political posts. At the end of the day, they will be abused, they will be caused by the people. So the essence that you see that people will be saying over the government of so-and-so is better than the government of so-and-so. So-and-so government is worse than so-and-so government. This is because it is a thing of fraud. It's not something that somebody just goes in to say, I want to enrich myself, I want to enrich my family, I want to go own this, I want to own that. It's an amana that one is going to account for. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, مَا مِنْ وَالٍ يَلِي رَعِيَّةً مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَيَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَشٌ لَهُمْ إِلَّا حَرَّمُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. There is no ruler, no leader that will be in charge of the affairs of the Muslims and die having wronged them, having betrayed them, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid him from entering Al-Jannah, because he has wronged the people, he has cheated them, he has taken their wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent him from entering Al-Jannah. So this tells us that occupying a political post is not the way a lot of people see it today. A lot of people see it as a way of enriching themselves, as a way of launching themselves, as a way of creating names in the society. But if an amana is a trust, that if one fails to discharge it, one is going to be held responsible, and one is going to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we look at this ahadith that you have mentioned, we see the gravity of occupying a political post. You see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who discouraged a lot of companions from what? Buying or from asking for political post. However, despite all these that you have mentioned, let's assume you have a ruler who is not discharging his duties, who is not doing the right thing, who is embezzling the wealth of the people, who is practicing nepotism, who is what? Cheating the people. What should we do? We go back to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you have mentioned. That you don't attack them on the pulpit. You don't attack them on the pulpit. You don't attack them in the majalis, in the gatherings. So you pray for them. You pray Allah rectify the affairs. But for you to say you're attacking them, when you attack them, you are calling for violence in the society. When you attack them, you are jeering the youth against them. And this is going to destabilize the society. And Islam doesn't want that. Anything that will destabilize the society, Islam frowns at it seriously. So, and this is what some people do in name of what? Activism. Some people call themselves activists. Some people call themselves Muslim activists too. So whether you are a Muslim activist or you are a non-Muslim activist, this is not something that is welcome in Islam. If you are a preacher, you preach to the government in such a way that they will take from you, that will make them accept from you. Not in such a way that will chase them away from you. Because nobody would like to be attacked. Nobody would like to be attacked. Take for instance, if a child sees in his father or in his mother something that is wrong, if the child attacks his father publicly, the father is not likely to accept that from him. Even if the child is speaking the truth, the mother is not likely to accept that from him or from her, even if he or she is telling the truth. Because human being does not like to be humiliated. So that's why the rulers, we advise, when we want to talk to them, we want to give them advice, we try as much as possible to advise them in such a way that they will accept the advice from us. And this can be done secretly, can be done privately. And that is the hadith of Iyad bin Ghan that we read earlier. من أراد أن ينصح لذي سلطان فلا يؤدي علانية. Whoever wants to advise the one in authority, he should not make it public. He should not make it public. He said, ولكن يأخذ بيده فيقلو به. He should go into seclusion with him. فإن قبل منه. If he advises him and he takes from him, فذاك, that is well. وَإِنَّا Otherwise, فَقَدْ أَدَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ He has done his own part of it. He has done his own part of it. He is to advise. Whether the authority takes from him or not, that's a different thing. He should tell the truth. But when and how is he going to tell the truth? The Sharia teaches one that. You go to them, you speak to them. But for you to be attacking them on the minbar, on the pulpit, attacking them in the majalis, this is wrong. So we see a lot of Muslim preachers, all in the name that what, they are fearless, all in the name that what, they are outspoken. So they attack the rulers, and with this they jeer the masses listening to them, and everything becomes rowdy. So you see the people carrying placards. So we are going to the government house to demonstrate. At the end of the day, maybe they will be tear gas. At the end of the day, some people will be shot. They will sustain injuries. Yes, what they want to achieve, they will not achieve this. They will not achieve it. So Islam frowns at these methods. So at times when you engage the government in dialogue, this is better for you, the preacher, and it's also good for the populace. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in authentic hadith, "Man wali alayhi wali." So whoever is under a ruler, فَرَآهُ يَأْتِ شَيْئًا مِنْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, and he sees him committing a sin. He sees him committing a sin. فَلْيَكْرَ مَا يَأْتِ مِنْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, he should hate what the authority or what the ruler is doing. He said, وَلَا يَنْزِعَنَّ يَدَ مِنْ طَعَمٍ, he should, because of that, say he does not recognize him anymore as a ruler. This is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as contained in Sahih Muslim and some other books of hadith. You have a ruler who is ruling you. Maybe the ruler is what is taking it all he can. The ruler is committing zina. The ruler is practicing favoritism, is practicing nepotism. All sorts of evils that Islam has condemned, that Islam is against. The ruler is doing this. You are not the one to take into account. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will take him to account for that. And you have mentioned some of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as related to how Allah is going to treat such a person on the day of Qiyamah. For what? For wronging the people. But for you to take the laws into your hands by saying, okay, we are going to protest, we are going to demonstrate, we are going to go on watch, we are going to engage in revolution and things like that. Islam speaks against that. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man wali alayhi wali, fara'ahu ya'ti shay'an min ma'asiyatillah." Whoever has a ruler and it is him committing a sin, فَلْيَكْرَ مَا يَأْتِي مِنْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, he should hate that sin. So that's why we see a ruler taking intoxicants, we detest that, we hate that. A ruler is taking what? Bribery, is taking bribery, we watch, we hate that. A ruler is engaging in riba, we hate that. فَلْيَكْرَ مَا يَأْتِي مِنْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْزِعَنَّ يَدًا مِنْ طَعَامٍ. But he shouldn't, because of that, say he doesn't recognize him as a ruler anymore. No, he should not go to that level. He shouldn't go to that level. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith, which was also reported by Imam Muslim, he says, وَسَتَرَوْنَا بَعْدِ أَثَرَةً, you will see favoritism after I go. وَأُمُورًا تُنْكِرُونَهَا, and a lot of things that you are not comfortable with, that your leaders will be perpetrating, that will be committing. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاصْبِرُوا, be patient, حَتَّى تَلْحَوْنِي عَلَى الْحَوْشِ, until you meet me at the cistern. That is, don't try to revolt against them, because this will lead to chaos. It will lead to destabilizing the society. فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى تَرَوْنِي عَلَى الْحَوْشِ. So many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us on how to relate with our rulers, that we see them committing things that are not in line with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that involve cheating the masses, taking their rights. A lot of hadith talk about this. You check Kitab al-Imara in Sahih Muslim alone, we have enough hadith. You check Kitab al-Ahkam in Sahih Bukhari, enough hadith talking about how to relate with our rulers. So Islam is not a religion which jeers us against the authority. No, Islam is not like that. Islam is a religion that counts us with respect to relating with the authority. However, that doesn't mean that it supports the evil, the cheating of the authority. But just to avoid shedding blood, that is the reason why Islam calms us and asks us to be patient, and we should be prayerful. And we should also know that when we have a bad ruler, that is as a result of our own deeds too. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Thus, we make as rulers, leaders, upon some zalimun, that is, some wicked people, evil people, who make evil people, we make unjust people as rulers on unjust people. The one who is not fair in treating people in his household, the one who is not fair in treating the workers under him, who is not fair in treating people in the society, such a person should not expect to have a good ruler at the top. He will have a ruler similar to him. He will have a ruler similar to him. And that's what people say. If you want your country, you want your people, you want your situation to be okay, you try to be okay. Some people have always thought that it is removing one government in power, either through voting, through this, that will make the affairs of the people good and better. No, that's not true. Because you are removing this person and you are putting somebody like him there again. You are putting somebody like him here. So it's either you have the same thing or you have something even more dangerous or more evil. But when you try to correct yourself, try to correct your family, you try to watch, you try to reform the society. I try to watch to correct myself as a person, I try to correct my family, and we all go out to the larger society as good people. Let's wait and see what the government will be. Because now we are electing and putting at the end of the affair people like us. But when you are evil, you are unjust, you cheat people, you steal, you usurp people's property and things like that, and you want to have a good ruler. No, this is impossible. You cannot have a good ruler. That is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضُ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُ. So the wrong people, they will be leaders over wrong people. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. As a result of what they are and what they do. So it is important that we understand this. You don't join people who are calling for protest against the government. Whether you protest or you don't protest, you are not going to have a better government. It is either a bad government as the one you have, or you have a worse government, because it's the same set of people that are replacing each other, that are replacing one another. So in Islam, you don't go to revolt. Even when the issue comes to the worst, which is when you see clear kufr in your leader, so you still have to think very well before trying to say, before trying to watch, to unseat them. So you have the military wherewithal to do that. So, and that's why generally Islam fronts at trying to take power from the authorities, because this will lead to watch a lot of evil. So this is a chapter on its own that the scholars have discussed. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala be completed on his part. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.